Dad Talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad Talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk. Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.
All right. Another episode of Dad Talk. We are back. Second straight week of Dad Talk. You're welcome, daddies. You're welcome.
We're on a roll, dude. We're busy. We got shit to do. It's summer. There's vacations to plan and pack for and shit. And then, I don't know about Wes and what your guys' deal is there, but Tenley starts TK in the fall. You know what TK is?
Is that like T-ball?
No, dude. She's not playing any form of baseball ever, probably. She's a bummer, but. We'll get into that because we'll talk about like how much we force our kids to do. This is not, and that's that balance, but she is not inclined even a little bit.
Damn it.
But she's playing soccer in the fall.
There you go.
Because you need no coordination to play soccer. You just fucking run. No, TK is called transitional kindergarten. And so California recently made it like a free public thing, just like free public school. They've opened it up to four-year-olds. So it's just, it's fucking preschool. It's public preschool, but it only goes until like noon or some shit. So like daycare, you got it all day, right? But so noon, what the fuck am I going to do with my kid at noon? So there's an aftercare thing that costs whatever, 10 grand. And so you're like, oh, okay, cool. We're not out of it. You're not out of paying for daycare. It's just chunked up differently now. No, but we're getting ready for that. You know, trying to make sure we have all our shit together and all the forms and, you know, there's no like entrance exam or anything, but there's stuff. They're like, oh, is your kid capable of this? Bathroom requirements and all that stuff. Making sure they can wipe their own ass basically is a huge requirement for for TK. So we still do it. Like Tenley's still like, can you help wipe my butt? I pooped. I was like, Ten, we go to big school. No one's wiping your ass there. This has got to be you. This has got to be a you thing.
Are her poops clean?
I mean, they're poop. What do you mean?
Like Wesley's is like clean. Like,
clean exit, you mean?
And then you go to wipe, and there's just nothing there.
Nothing like, there. Yeah. No, totally. Yeah, dude. Super solid log, right? It just pop it out. It just drops out. Boom.
How do they do that?
God, to be young again, right?
Oh,
where you can just fucking just lay a log real quick. You don't even need to wipe if you don't want to. Done.
Like you take the recycling out one night, and then boom, just clean. Steps, and you can go on your way.
Just drop it, bro. Oh my God, living the dream. No, she's like, there's nothing happened. Like, we'll be middle conversation. She'll drop a deuce.
I'm just like, nice.
All right, 10. Let it rip, girl. No, but so we get our daycare does like an annual like report card essentially for the kids, just developmental milestone stuff. Mm-hmm. And so Telly obviously a couple months ago got her 4-year-old one. And you know, just like exceptional and all the stuff. She can do everything. And we're reading, they write a little note at the front of it. Like, oh, she's amazing. She's awesome. And it's like 50 points on this checklist. I was like, okay, this is crazy. But I figured, oh, it's just stuff they know. It's like, can they flip through the pages? Do they know their colors? And can they write some letters? Can they write their name? Basic shit. I was like, all right, cool. And then there was one thing on the entire evaluation. She got like, it was like a zero. Like it basically like didn't show up. And it was, does she know her address? And I was like, what the fuck, dude? First, I'm like looking at this thing going, she's ace in this class, right? This non-graded class that doesn't mean anything. She's fucking acing it, right? I'm going down this checklist. And then we get to that and I go, why didn't, no one told me that was the thing.
That feels like that needs to be like in the, ahead of the test, you know what to study.
Yeah.
Things.
It wasn't in the rubric.
Kind of weird. It's kind of a weird question.
It's ridiculous. Like, why is that a thing? And I immediately was like, mad. I was like, I can teach her a fucking address in 5 minutes. Like, can we redo the test? But then I'm like questioning the need for it. Right. I was like, why does she need to know her address? Is she going to be like lost in the woods one day and be like, can you bring me home? My address is, I'm not going to say it out loud because,
yeah, you can't
bleep
say that.
We'll bleep it out. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, why does she need to know her address?
Yeah, it's pretty.
She needs to know my phone number. That's what she needs to know.
Does she know that?
No, probably not.
Yeah, no chance.
No.
They don't know phone numbers. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, they don't know shit.
They don't know phone.
You don't even need to know the number. You're just like, She would just be like, give me your phone. I'll find my dad's contact. Like, if I know, like, if you know my dad, right? Like, to the point where I would let you bring me home or call him, give me your phone and I'll fucking, like, then you should have his number. Like, you don't, I don't need to provide you any information.
That's pretty crazy. Wesley knows the street name and the town, but not the the number.
Yeah, same. So Telly knows what street we're on. She knows where we're what town we're at. But yeah, not the number.
I think that's pretty good.
I think, again, not used to not writing letters anytime soon. Right. With a return address on the back. Like, what the fuck do they need? What do they need to know their address for?
So you're not going to argue the score?
Oh, no, I'm going to file an appeal. Like, I think not having 100% is crazy and she should get it. But it just from the basis of this is a stupid question. What is a stupid question?
We had a weird moment this week, I got to tell you.
All right. Yeah.
So the door to our apartment is close to, like, when you're going to the apartment, Wesley's room's pretty close there. We have, we had an intruder.
What?
Thank God the door was locked and we've got like the Amazon Ring set up. And this guy just came up to the door. It was like,
oh, like a legit intruder. I thought you were going to say like a spider or a fucking mouse or something. No, like a fucking human being.
Yes.
What? Get the fuck out of here.
Crazy. Yeah. Some guy came up to the door. He's trying to get in. It was locked. And then he noticed the Ring camera and he was like, oh shit. And he walked away.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. The mean streets, dude, of Hoboken. Holy shit. Or was he like,
no, he looked
like classic, he was like security camera criminal where he's like got a hoodie and then he looks around and goes, shit, and runs back down the driveway.
It was weird. But it also was like during the middle of the day. Like, what, like,
it's where they get you, dude. No one's home during the day. Damn, dude.
So you think I need to set up, like, what should I do? Like, Home Alone?
Get a fucking machine gun, dude, set up. Holy shit. That freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's gross. It's like, ugh, what the hell? And sometimes, like, you know, like, we'll get, like, fans will show up every now and then at the pod.
Yeah, but they got signs. They're harmless.
They're harmless.
We love the fans.
Yeah, this guy was not a fan. He was looking for something. It's a little creepy.
Well, you know what you should do? You know how people have the no solicitors sign up?
Yeah.
You should have no bad guys sign up. Just have it up front. So they'll know before, you know. They go, there's no, don't even bother trying to like knock or break in because you're not allowed to.
You think I should do like a sign, like I have a gun or something?
It's like, beware of dog, right? But what would yours beware of? Like, beware of me, I got a phone.
I'll call 911 so fast.
And a 4-year-old's wiffle ball bat. It'll break as I'm swinging it at you. Do you do that? You have, like, this was a while ago, and I forget when it was. But, I mean, I was like, I just want to, like, in the bedroom, just to have something up here, like a bat or whatever, just in case, like, who knows, just in case, just to have fucking, I know where something is, I can grab it.
Yeah.
Like, have you guys thought through that? Do you have, is there a weapon? Is there, don't tell me all the deets for people, but you know what I'm saying? Has that been a thought?
No, I should. It's like it's a huge oversight, especially after this happened. Like a wood bat or like a sword or something.
It's like a sword, fucking katana, nunchuck, something, dude. Nunchucks would be sick.
Back up.
If you came out swinging nunchucks and you looked like you knew what you were doing,
oh my,
I'm getting the fuck out of there, right? I'm peace. Like, that guy's gonna fuck me up, dude. No way.
I think that's the only reason you learn how to do nunchucks is like for that moment. Like, what a feeling. Like,
you don't actually use them. Like, there seems so impractical to a fight.
Yeah. Like,
but they look sick.
Turtles. All right. So I need a weapon. So what weapon, what do you think I should get?
I mean, yeah, if you don't have a bat, I was going to go bat. I always think like you've got like a barbell near our bed in our room.
Throw it at them.
But it's big though. It's like long. It's like one of the big ones. It's like fucking long. It's not really super practical in the tight hallway weapon now that I'm thinking about it.
I mean, that's got to be from close range, I guess.
Like, yeah, or like, you
can't waste,
or like a javelin.
You can't waste it early because then he could get it and use it on you.
No, but I mean, I guess if it's long enough, you kind of just keep them away.
Yeah.
Like you're going down.
Oh my God. I'm trying to think what other weapon, what's a good weapon? But I'm not, I need to like learn how to use the
There's a
weapon.
huge segment of our audience. It's like, guns, idiot. Get a fucking gun. No fucking way. With our kids, no
Oh
shot.
my God. What about like hot coffee? Just always ready to
Wait, hold on. The Keurig takes a little while to heat up. You want one while you're waiting? I'll do a half shot for you just to drink it, and then I'll throw the rest at you. No, I always think I like disaster plan in my head. I'm like, how quickly can I get to the knife block in the kitchen? But it's like right by the door. Like that's like it's close enough to the front door to where I'd have to already be there for that to work.
Maybe get two knife blocks. Maybe that's the
Just have
solution.
one upstairs. Yeah, one in the kids' room. And then one on the counter in the bathroom up here. That'd be clutch.
Just in case.
Just to have it.
Yeah, dude. So scary. Scary over here.
But you just gotta like think about it. Like, especially with fucking West being like right by the front door.
Yeah.
That'd wig me out, dude.
Not good. So, okay. Sign and weapons.
Sign for sure. I think that takes away 95% of your problem.
What else is going on in your safe world over there?
I had like a life experience and I don't know how to feel about it. So I was off to play a week. I had a weekend hockey pickup skate, which I like never get to do. So I was pretty pumped on it. So I dropped both kids, man, I was out of town. I dropped both kids off at my mom's house. And, I had to drive a decent way to it. So like I got up early, dropped them off. And so it's like, oh, I need to get like lunch on the way to the skate. The skate's gonna be a couple hours. I'm gonna like fucking pass out. I need some food. So like, oh, I'll just roll through the drive-thru McDonald's. I fucking love McDonald's, by the way. I'm fucking just full, huge fan. I know they're a sponsor, but like on just legit. Like I love McDonald's so much. I fucking love
We
McDonald's.
love McDonald's here on Dad Talk.
Oh my God.
Oh, before, have you ever given your kids McDonald's?
100%,
We
dude.
haven't done it yet.
Why not?
I don't know. I like don't want
What?
it. I don't want them to do it. I don't know.
What is it, the Happy Meal piece of it, or is it just like they have like fries and shit, I'm sure. That's all you eat. Like there's no way they're not eating fries.
I know. It's no, they'll eat it. They'll love it. It's just like, I don't know. Let's just give their bodies a little more time.
Nothing wrong with it if you don't eat it every meal. You know what I mean?
Mean, you can tell yourself that, but I don't know.
How often are you eating McDonald's right now?
Me? Like, n not a lot anymore. Used to, like, a lot. Now, not that much. I'm not really near one. So it's like,
I got one 2 blocks. I'm there
ooh.
minimum once a week.
Oh, my.
Minimum once a week. And I'll do it. And then like after hockey too, if I'm like hunger coming back, it's like 11:30. Boom. Big Mac, McDouble, medium fry, pick it
Yep,
up.
you know the drill.
Fucking slam it, dude.
It's so good.
Anyway, I was like, the Golden Arches. Boom, let's hit it. Let's get some lunch. I roll through the drive-thru, I order my lunch, and the classic, two McDoubles, medium fry, right? Just in and out, beautiful. And I was like, I can't like give that to you right now. Like, what the fuck? What? He's like, can you just pull into like the drive-through spot number one and I'll bring it to you like later? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, why? Why? Just a quick question. It's a drive-through. I know I'm pretty familiar with the process. There's a fucking window that is never open, and then the second one is the one I pay and get my food. The first one's just got boxes in it always. It's never open. No one ever goes to the first window.
True.
And then you give me the food, and I fucking drive away and eat it while I'm driving. He goes, no, it's like we're still serving breakfast. It's not lunch yet. I was like, what? I look at my clock and it's like 10:50 in the morning. I'm trying to order lunch at McDonald's at 10:50 a.m.
I got a game to play.
I got a game to play. I need a fucking calorie up. You want like a protein bar or something? No. Chocolate shake fries. Fucking 12-year-old me's pregame meal. And so I have achieved another level in life because of this, ordering McDonald's lunch while they're still serving breakfast, making me wait in my car and they will bring me lunch. I'm in line. I am in line, a non-existent line for lunch at McDonald's. And I'm just sitting in my car for 10 minutes. Like,
your own separate line.
there's not even a line. This is not a thing. I'm
It's
starting.
a
Oh, yeah.
terrible
There's
look.
probably going to be a big line behind me of people ready to order lunch at 10:50. So, yeah, no, I get it. Will there be room to park there? Like, yeah, no one's here. It's 10:50 a.m.
That's a tough look. That's awful. Like, why is
That's, but I don't know if I'm up leveling. My day started so early. I've already had breakfast. I've gotten the thing with the kids, and now I'm ready for lunch. But it feels like it's a downgrade. Like, I feel like I'm losing a level. Like, I'm definitely not achieving a new status in a good way.
I think, yeah, I could see it from both perspectives. I think having to sit there and wait. Did the guy have to like come out and bring it out to you?
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, yeah.
out? Yeah.
Walk out of the building, and someone came up to me and brought me my fucking lunch. And the whole time they're like, wait, he wants it like lunch? Like, he ordered McDouble. It's fucking 10:50. It's like, yeah. I was like, well, you guys, and I almost wanted to be like push on it, but I was
Yeah,
like too embarrassed at this
admit
point to be like, you have the shit right there, right? It's all that. It's not like, oh, well, we're going to shut down for an hour and flip the fucking, no, you, it's all just sitting right there. You just fucking throw it in the microwave or whatever you do back there. Like, just fucking whip it out. But they're very strict about the 11 o'clock. Like, they didn't show up to my car until 11 o'clock. And I
that's
was like, okay, I don't know if there's a law I'm breaking here and you guys are helping me out, but I don't feel good about it.
Did you like roll like the window down? Like, thank you.
I was embarrassed at that point. I was just like, oh, thank you for so much for making an exception. And I'm sure they imagine like the person who brought it out isn't the person who I like paid. And I'm like, check out this fucking guy. Who is going to be in this car right now? Can you imagine walking up to the car of someone who ordered lunch early at McDonald's and is willing to sit in his car for 10 minutes to wait? You're like, what person? Like, you just look in, there's going to be wrappers
Yeah,
everywhere.
100%. Like, I'm the
The
dad.
seat's going to be reclined all the way. He's like, just put it in my vein. Like,
Oh, I do have a hot take though. I think they should serve lunch 24 hours. I hate the 11 o'clock thing personally.
honestly, 11 o'clock?
Late.
Dude, you should not be able to get breakfast at 11 o'clock or 10:50. You know what I mean? Like,
Know.
you miss breakfast, dog. You miss breakfast. That's not a thing for you anymore.
So it's summer, right? Trying to get our beach bods, as you can hear from that story.
Obviously. Yeah, obviously. Early lunch at Mickey D's gets you ready for the sun.
You know what I kind of want to hear someone say to me one of these days? Like, pull me over to the side and like, hey,
Nice tan, bro.
you want Ozempic? Like, oh, it would make my day. Make my
Look
year,
cut.
right?
What do you want, Ozempic? You doing that?
You gotta be on Ozempic. Look, you're looking good, man. Like, that would be the best feeling ever. That's my goal for 2024.
Nah, because no one would confuse you with being someone who like works out to stay and get in shape. You're like, this guy, he's in like not miserable shape, but he clearly doesn't do anything. Like, so what's he taking? Does he have one of those like sit on the couch with the thing that electrocutes your abs until you're like in shape? Is it one of those things? Or are you on Ozempic?
Hey, real quick,
You have one of those walking desks? It's probably one of that or Ozempic. Do you sit on a ball in your office?
what's your secret? That's a goal. But would you ever ask like a guy like our age if he was on Ozempic?
Would I? Why would I do that? No, I would just pull some like entourage shit and be like, hey, bro, you can tell me they're real, but I'm not believing it. What do you do with those calves? What do you do with those calves?
I feel like there are people out there on it, and but like they're not like if you are on it and you have a dramatic weight loss, I think it's your duty to tell people you're on it.
Why? So they feel better about themselves?
Just to like acknowledge, like
I don't even know. Is Ozempic a pill or a shot? I don't even
it's
know
like a
what it is.
shot. So
Shot. Okay.
you don't care if like
So you're committed at that point. You're taking a fucking needle,
yeah, dude.
bro.
It's legit. But so you don't care if someone's like losing a lot of weight, but they're not like
Am I
acknowledging.
in a competition right now?
No, but I feel like
Tom, we got, I, you're opening up a lot. about your personality right now. Beach bod, summer season, you're like, just like, shouldn't they, like, shouldn't that be illegal? Like, you shouldn't be able to do that. If you need to drop some lbs, just train for another 5K, bro. Like, you got this. A little 5K, little beach run.
5K, no charity. Get out there. No, but do you understand what I'm saying here?
No, I don't.
Like,
if you knew someone,
acknowledge the elephant in the room here.
You think it's their responsibility when no one asks them anything to say, I'm sure you've noticed my weight loss. But just so everyone's more comfortable with the situation, I'm not working out or eating healthy or taking care of myself. I'm taking a fucking needle in my leg every morning. And that's why I look like this. So just, I just put that out there so no one feels uncomfortable. Just wanted to set the record straight.
I think you got to put it out there.
Maybe that's a new thing.
Maybe I'm wrong on this one. It might be the stomach too, where you put the shot. So you could go around like, quickly lift up the guy's shirt. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Yeah. Not buying it. Not buying it. Take your shirt off right now. Show it. Prove to me.
You wearing a wire? Take your shirt off.
Tom, you need to leave the beach. But my kids, they left hours ago. And you need to, they're already gone. Yeah, daddy keeps lifting up everyone's shirt at the beach again.
I just need to know. I think it's great. I think it's a good thing.
Oh, I'm working. I got to start working on my beach bod. I got to start getting a little tan, trying to get some shape a little bit.
All right.
I mean, it's nice out here, but it's like, we're not like going to the beach every day, but we're going out to the East Coast. We got a summer trip coming up, a couple weeks out on the East Coast.
Oh my God. It's amazing. We can hang out all the time. We can do a couple pops together.
Yeah, we're not seeing you. Come on. You didn't make the list. You didn't make the list. Come on. You're killing me. Yeah, not even close.
Not after I told you the intruder story, huh?
Fucking Hoboken. Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah, people breaking our kids' bedroom all the time. People shitting their pants in the fucking on the stairs. I'm good, Doc. Thanks. Where else would you go? Oh, we're going to Philly instead. Like that's just somewhere nicer, you know, just cleaner, better reputation.
Yeah. Philly's beautiful. It's really nice. Town.
Just happy people. No, yeah, we do have that trip coming up. So, yeah.
Exciting. When are you coming out?
End of July. End of July.
All right, so you got time to get in shape here, get a little tan.
Yeah, I got a few weeks. How much can you accomplish in a few weeks? You think it's, like, worth it? Worth putting some effort in or no?
I mean, how hard are you willing to go?
Not hard at all. Like, 5 minutes a day tops.
Like McDonald's breakfast. So, like, no lunch, just breakfast.
Only going once a day. If I can do that, I'd be in really good shape in 3 weeks. Yeah. Why don't you come on down to Philly? We'll see you.
I'll come down. We want to go to a Phillies game?
Yeah, I'm good.
Come on. I think we leave it there. Everyone, rate, review, and subscribe to the Dad Talk Podcast.
Maybe do it.
Just do it.
Just please. Fucking do it. My please. God.
We need this more than you know. Okay? Please. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Dad Talk, they really like to trash talk. Dad Talk, they'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk,
real tall dudes and they're both hilarious.
Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice, you probably listen twice.
Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.